This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live kicking off the second hour of the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Whether you want to comment on what's going on in Shanghai, if there are any updates on that, the inflation numbers at a 40-year record high, or whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, Conan's got the top 10 survival foods. We'll get into that. And Arya, you wanted to talk about de-dollarization, I believe, tonight, right?
I do. It's one of my favorite topics these days.
Yeah, it's something I think we can all look forward to. Maybe sooner rather than later.
There are a few things I'm looking forward to as much as the prospect of de-dollarization, as they're calling it.
Indeed. And the other thing I had here we're sort of wondering out loud, like, how many people are buying the Putin price hike claims from the Biden administration, buying that the prices going up are all due to Putin? Well, according to a poll here from, where is this, ABC News, ABC Ipsos poll conducted over the last, I think, week or so, April 8th and 9th, is when they did this poll. They asked people a bunch of questions. How many, for instance, support tighter economic sanctions on Russia? 79% say they support even more sanctions against Russia. 7% oppose it. 13% they don't know. 63% say they accept refugees into the United States from Ukraine. 70% say they support sending additional U.S. weapons and equipment to Ukraine. Mm. Sending troops to nearby European countries, you go to 53% supporting that, 22% against, and 24% say they don't know. And then the big question, sending U.S. troops to Ukraine, thankfully, only 17% of Americans support that.
Oh, well, good. Let me go back to this.
No, I'm shocked that it's as high as 17%.
Let me go back to the accepting refugees and sending armaments.
Yeah.
All right. If you told them in the same poll, oh, by the way, the refugees are coming to live at your house, and the armaments are coming from this amount of tax dollars that are coming out of your pocket, and I can assure you,
would change
how they would change that, they change that tune real quick. But that, but I am happy about that 17% refusing to send our children and your brothers and sisters and sons and daughters
right
over to this nonsense war, which probably isn't even taking place.
What was the refugee acceptance rate again?
70-80%.
Yes, 63%. Sorry.
And I would also like
63% if you told those same people that those refugees were coming from south of the border?
Oh, another good way to look at it.
Yeah.
What color is their skin? Mm-hmm. Let's just put it like that, and you see those numbers flipped on their heads.
Only, by the way, on the Ukraine refugee question, only 19% opposed it, 17% said they didn't know.
And I'd also like to see that broken down into a political affiliation.
I was surprised they didn't have that in here, but they don't. In this case,
because I found the latest Canadian poll that does talk about not political affiliation but vaccine status,
mm-hmm.
and the very interesting, the more vaccines, three or more doses, much more likely, 86% and up to support the Russian sanctions,
mm-hmm.
To support taking money from Russian oligarchs. And to cutting off oil shipments from Russia,
yep.
Whereas the unvaccinated, which is a very small amount in Canada, which is very small.
They're more skeptical.
Extremely. Yeah. Like, so we had 86% were in favor of sanctions. Unvaccinated peoples, 13%
yep.
were in favor of sanctions.
Also, college degrees are a factor, too. So people that are more, quote-unquote, educated are more likely to support invasions and stuff in Ukraine.
Really? You're going to make Dan from Nebraska call.
Because master's degrees were more likely to be skeptical of vaccines in this country.
Really?
Yeah. Now, bachelor's and below, that middle ground. So it's like it's a weird Dunning-Kruger kind of a system where uneducated high school dropouts, less likely vaccinating, more vaccine hesitant, and master's degree and up, more likely to be vaccine hesitant.
That's
in this country.
You said this article from Canada cited fully vaccinated as three or more shots?
Correct.
I don't think I even know anyone with three shots.
I think they're including the booster.
I know that. I know they're including the booster, but I don't think I know a single person who's been boosted.
Well, Kathleen Griffith has been boosted with her fourth shot, and she got a dozen tests.
That, but I don't know her.
No, she's a celebrity, and she's got celebrity clout.
Yeah, they want the celebrities to get boosted for sure. Imposing a no-fly zone over Ukraine, even if it could mean drawing the U.S. and its allies into direct military conflict with Russia. Only 27% of Americans supported that, and by the way, that is down. So they did the same poll in March. So early March, back kind of the very beginning of the whole Ukraine situation, 31% supported the no-fly zone. It is now down to 27%.
I wonder why that changed like that.
Opposed.
Started winning.
Well, and by the... how are they? I thought they've just been talking about...
They're not winning.
I think it's just kind of a stalemate right now.
You can't believe what the media says.
I was just speculating.
Yeah. Oppose. 38% say they oppose the no-fly zone. That's up from March, where it was 34%. 34% say they don't know. So that number is actually the same from March to April, 34%. So there you go. The reason I pulled up this poll was, what about the price increases in gasoline? They look at who to blame. 33% say they blame Joe Biden a great deal. So they ask separate questions. So Joe Biden, 33% say a great deal, 18% a good amount. Nearly
50%.
So 51% say a great deal or a good amount. And
that's
then,
silly. Biden doesn't have a whole lot to do with the gas prices.
Yeah, he is as much responsible for this gas hike as Putin is. There are so many factors involved in this, and it's, you know... You can't blame one person.
Biden sucks.
How many blame Donald Trump?
24% blame him either a great deal or a good amount. So for whatever reason, they're not blaming Trump as much. Democratic Party policies got blamed a great deal or good amount by 52% of Americans. Republican Party policies blamed 33% by a great deal or a good amount. And oil companies getting 68% saying they blame them a great deal or a good amount. And finally, Russian President Vladimir Putin, 71% of Americans say they blame him a great deal or a good amount, and then the other categories are not much or not at all, and that's 29% in total.
Let's remind everyone, they were supplying the U.S. with like 2%
right
of our fuel. Everyone else, now Europe, that's they're getting their oil from Russia, but we weren't getting our oil
not
from
that
there.
Much. So there you go.
71%
that's
are blaming Putin.
71%. And they talked to, that's a relatively small sample, 530 adults, 18 or older.
Well, when you listen to Jen Psaki every day and she's coming out talking about Putin's playbook.
Who the hell listens to these people?
People
listen to Jen Psaki?
No, but her little snippets, her little sound bites are taken up by
the mainstream,
and they play them over and over and over again.
Putin price hike. That's the thing, right? Propaganda is all about the same message, the lie, over and over again.
If you repeat the lie enough times,
people will believe it.
Absolutely.
That's what Goebbels
said.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's clearly true that this was not a Putin price hike. Putin never had anything to do with this.
So the propaganda is absolutely working on people, and it's sad, man.
And 71% of people now are saying, oh, this is Putin's fault, even though, you know, back in January, gas prices were going up.
Yeah, but they've been going up, and the price of everything's been going up. So they're going to also blame Putin for the price of a steak going up and the price of a granola bar.
My granola bar being shrunk.
Yeah.
At some point last year, I don't remember when it was, October, maybe November, I went to Ohio to pick up two cats, and someone remarked to me on Facebook that, you know, that's amazing considering what gas prices are at these days.
Right.
So gas prices were going up long ago.
Oh, yeah. They expect people to forget that. Apparently it's working.
That propaganda, man, is powerful.
If they ever even knew it. You know, you say forget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's new information, man. And
no, I think they knew. They just willingly forget. You know, day to day, they forget what happened the day before. Just like, you know, we were never at war with Eurasia. Mm-hmm. We were always at war with East Asia.
We got more coming up here. We're going to get into your story about the de-dollarization. There are a lot of indicators out there that this may actually come to pass sooner rather than later. And concerned. I welcome it.
As long as it's a currency that we can control. And not being controlled by we as in the consumer, as in the user, and not some government.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. But
they're trying. They are trying. Every country's wanting to bring out their own digital dollar.
You can't control that. There's more coming up here. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can join us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. Join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian here.
Are ya? And Conan.
Every time. Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You ready to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, crypto in general? Get on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find some useful introductory-style videos. You can watch the first ones all 3 minutes long, so you can head over there and start the process of learning about cryptocurrency. And if you're ready to get into crypto and, you know, buy a little bit, then you can do that through Bitcoin.com as well. They got a bunch of useful features there, including their news website at news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. We continue here. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then Aria will tell us about de-dollarization, plus on the way, the top 10 survival foods. Conan's got that story, but first, it's Major Payne on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Major? Major?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Most people, I think, believe in a higher power. And there is a sign today that says that the Almighty is not happy with the White House or the current administration.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember back when John the Baptist, in the good book, when he baptized Jesus, supposedly a dove hovered over Jesus' head. Well, today what happened was, oh, Joe Biden was pushing America, and he's out in front of a bunch of John Deere tractors trying to sell his baloney. And as soon as he said the words, "Made in America," a bird pooped on his lapel.
Oh, nice. You got to love that. I'll have to look for that video. Sounds like fun.
I thought that was for cheering.
Is John Deere truly made in America, or just assembled America?
I believe they still are.
The parts bought in China and assembled here.
I don't know about outsourced parts, but I'm pretty sure they manufacture most of it here.
Now, why is he even going to a bunch of John Deere drivers? This is not the type of people who would give Biden the 2 cents.
Because he was trying to sell the whole Made in America precept. Now we still had it all going on, and all this outsourcing, there's a bunch of hooey and whatnot. He's just trying to confound the people, spread another lie, take the attention span of the normal Nat American, and distract it long enough to where it's all, don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
It's all theater.
This is a midterm election year, right?
Midterm.
That's correct. Okay. Correct.
For all the governors and whatnot,
yeah.
Not for the president, yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Probably the executives at John Deere are the types of people that donate to both the Democrats and the Republicans. And the folks that work the assembly line probably don't appreciate Joe Biden, would be my guess.
No. And even a bunch of unioners who supposedly Biden is. That's what his claim to fame is. Even they are having issue with him.
Toll free, 603-283-6160. Let's get into the de-dollarization story, Ari, that you've been wanting to cover here tonight.
Yeah, because it starts out crazy, right? 2022 started with a surging Omicron variant.
From where?
This is from The Hill.
To The Hill.
I barely even remember this. I have some recollections just from the name, and it reminded me of Futurama.
But they're up to like the third or fourth Omicron right now. Variants.
I know they're like SA.B2 or whatever. They're playing Battleship at this point.
I think they're at the G or something.
They need a new scary name is what they need. Numbers aren't going to cut it.
Yeah, the numbers aren't cutting it at all. But, I mean, maybe they've realized they've lost the narrative, and it's not really something they believe in anymore. I mean, we got Ukraine, man.
Well, they never actually tried Doomsday variants.
Omega?
No, I mean, just call it Doomsday variant.
Yeah, that would work. Omega would work, but not Doomsday. That's Marvel Comics or something. Who is Doomsday? Is he DC or Marvel?
I have no clue.
Yeah, me either, man. That's a Mark question. So a few weeks in, providing a respite, the variant subsided around the globe. However, as if the world was deprived of tragedy and was rejoicing for too long, weeks later, that reminds me, we never got into that article about, what was it, the perma-crisis that I had a few weeks ago? No.
Perma?
Yes.
P-E-R-M-A?
As in permanent crisis.
It's a term they're using over in Europe. We did look at it. I don't know if it was on the air.
I think we posted it to the Mastodon.
Basically, ours started 2001, November 11th.
No.
We've basically been a permanent crisis ever since.
It seems like a more recent terminology, but it's something that the mainstream media has been using over in Europe to keep people frightened. calling it a perma crisis.
By the way, doomsday is DC.
And now American media is like, the world was deprived of tragedy and was rejoicing for too long. You know, we got away from the perma crisis for too long. Weeks later, Russia invaded Ukraine, leading to death and destruction in Ukraine and economic turmoil around the globe. No, again, the sanctions did that.
That's a good point.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is not comparable to any other invasion in history.
What?
I don't write this stuff.
Wait, where's this coming from again?
The Hill.
The Hill.
Oh, God.
Due to its geoeconomic significance, both Ukraine and Russia are leading exporters of commodities such as crude, natural gas, iron, steel, wheat, and edible oils.
And fertilizer.
That have a direct impact on the inflation levels in major world economies. While economists were concerned about a significant drop in consumption levels arising from COVID-19-related lockdowns because they weren't asking their mailmen what sort of, you know, deliveries they were making and whether or not consumption levels were actually down, the suppression of demand sending crude prices to $0 per barrel 2 years ago.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that
I do
was
too
so
now.
Crazy.
I had forgotten about that, but they were paying people to store
That's
oil.
Right.
And now look, just two uh-huh. years later, wow.
Wow.
It's a crazy world, man. Now they are concerned about the opposite. Skyrocketing crude prices touching more than $130 per barrel. And natural gas hitting $5.7 per metric million British thermal units.
I found less than $4 gas today when I was traveling up to Plymouth for Joe's court hearing. Our friend Breaking the Flaw had a court hearing today.
You should, if you're going up north, you should stop in Walpole. They have the cheapest gas in the area.
Oh, is that right?
I think I paid $3.89 the other day.
Yeah, it was about I think it was actually $3.89 what I paid today.
Good. Not good. But
well, I mean, thought, hey, what a deal.
I know, right? You've been conditioned from the, you know, you're rejoicing because you're no longer in the perma fixture. What was it called again? Perma what?
Perma crisis.
Perma crisis.
I don't live in a perma crisis.
I
now,
know.
That crap
I don't
at all.
There were also price increases on wheat, edible oils. I have no idea. That's twice they've said edible oils without giving a single example.
I presume cooking oil.
Yeah.
It must be cooking oils.
Okay. And other commodities with the potential to directly impact the average Joe, not just in the U.S. and Western world, but in the global South, where inflation shocks are even more acute. Adding fuel to the fire, the U.S. chose the worst possible weapon to deter Russia.
Sanctions.
Economic sanctions.
Yeah, well, I agree with him on that one.
And that wasn't accidental, right? They weren't trying to deter Russia. They were trying to
start a war.
Yeah. I mean, that's what sanctions are.
This is the same damn thing they did with Japan. And guess what you got?
A war.
You got Pearl Harbor.
By sanctioning Russia, the world's third largest producer of crude and largest supplier of wheat.
They're now the most sanctioned country in the world, by the way. There was something about that the other day, that they're sanctioned more than Iran, more than North Korea.
More than North Korea. Wow.
And yet they're still buying their oil.
Yeah.
If they can. I mean, their country, I know Germany's one of them. It's like, we shouldn't be buying their oil, but what else are you going to do? Because your stupid windmills don't work.
There's one on the way here. 603-283-6160. The de-dollarization of the world. Is it no longer going to be the reserve currency? We certainly hope so. It'd be nice to see a more resilient market of multiple options instead of everybody leaning on the almighty dollar, which is falling in its value, which is always, it always has since they took away the gold backing. There's more coming up here. It's just falling faster now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Inflation is soaring higher than economists predicted. The numbers out showing the consumer price index jumped to 8.5% last month. As far as everyday items that have gone up over the last year, gas is up 48%, electricity 11%, car and truck rentals up 23%, milk up 13%, eggs up 11%. The United States can't confirm reports that Russia may have deployed chemical weapons in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol.
We had credible information that Russian forces may use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents.
So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Blinken calling it an issue of great ongoing concern. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is set to roll out a new program for Ukrainian refugees. This comes as President Biden committed to accepting up to 100,000 refugees as the Russian unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues. The new program could start as soon as next week and is expected to help those interested in coming to the United States and allow them to stay here for a temporary period. Actor and legendary comedian Gilbert Gottfried has died. A statement from his publicist saying Gottfried died from a rare disease that can trigger a dangerously abnormal heartbeat. Gottfried also found success in voice work. One of his most notable roles was the talking duck in commercials for Aflac Insurance.
Aflac?
Shouldn't ask about it at work.
Really? And what's it called? Aflac!
Gottfried was 67 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
If you want to join us, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Aria,
and Curtis.
And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can help us out like Dan Kraftsig has done. He is a gold-level supporter of the AMPS Patreon. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. You get some cool perks, get some benefits for joining up over on our Patreon. Just go to amps.freetalklive.com. You'll find it there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Aria, you are sharing with us a story from The Hill about the de-dollarization of the world economy. Let's talk about more about that.
Yeah, so the last thing they said was that the economic sanctions are one of the least likely things to have an effect on Russia. They're not likely to deter Russia. Worse, the U.S. has probably set off dynamite that could burst into a recession in the next 6 months.
The opposite may actually be true. Some polls are showing the Russian people are actually galvanizing behind Putin. And,
that's generally what sanctions do. I mean, if they tried to, that's what happened with 9/11, right? It caused Americans to go, "Oh, you're right. We shouldn't be invading Middle Eastern countries." Mm-hmm. Instead, they were like, "No, invade more Middle Eastern countries."
Right.
None of these acts of aggression ever achieve their desired effect. They just create a desire for vengeance.
Yeah, unless you're trying to sell munitions, and then this is beautiful.
Yeah, some people seem to believe that sanctions are going to somehow turn the people against their own politicians.
Nope,
and
they never
it just
do.
Doesn't happen.
It hardens them. It hardens them, and it makes them hate you.
The rest of the world.
The rest of the world, and not necessarily their leaders.
However, the long-term challenge for the U.S. will be to keep the crown on the U.S. dollar's head as the leading global reserve slash fiat currency. Like that death knell has already sounded.
You think so?
Yeah, the U.S. dollar with the Chinese Indian rupee thing going on with India and
There's
Russia and China.
There's a lot of talk. Russia has said that they are only going to take the Russian ruble. So rupee's India. The Russian ruble is only going to be accepted by for unfriendly countries, quote unquote. So that's the European Union countries. That's South Korea, Japan, the United States. Anybody that wants to buy oil from Russia is going to have to pay in the Russian currency. That is something that they have officially said, but the deadline they set, the 31st of last month, blew by, and they had to push it out some more weeks until they can get all
their virtue signaling was a bit ahead of their actual capabilities. But
I take gold as except gold as well.
They're taking Bitcoin. And I think they will take gold if you're going to take Bitcoin. You're probably going to take.
I know they've been buying it, hoarding up for many years now.
So once that does actually happen, it hasn't happened yet, from what I understand. That will be the first real domino.
I don't think it really matters whether it has happened yet or not. Like the USD has always had its status as the world reserve currency because it was the top one. It was the top currency for the entire world. Every country used it as their reserve currency, as their international trading currency. So now you have already competing currencies. The U.S. dollar is no longer the only one, even if no one's actually using it at this point.
Yeah, you're right. The market will respond to those announcements immediately, whether or not they are put into play. And I'll have to pull up the Russian versus USD chart, because as Putin invaded, the Russian ruble fell against the dollar, but it came back, and it actually went back up above where it was prior to the invasion recently. So I don't know where it has been in the last week. I'll check that.
And I certainly don't expect the USD to just collapse overnight or, probably not even in the next few years as a result of this. But the decline has started. I mean, that's it. This is the moment where the decline of the USD reaches the point of no return. So the long-term challenge, they say, is going to be to keep the crown on the U.S. dollar's head. But the unilateral sanctions of the West against Russia had the unintended consequence of raising inflation levels in Europe, East Africa, and South Asia.
Yeah, I'm not buying unintended. I'm not buying that at all. This was all by plan. They knew what they were doing.
I don't know. They're pretty incompetent. I mean, they're smart, but I don't know if they're smart enough and capable enough to be able to predict the consequences of something like this on a global scale.
Yeah, Biden isn't, but his handlers are. I'm sure that they knew exactly what was up with these sanctions because we have history telling us what sanctions actually do long term.
So Europe, East Africa, and South Asia are the largest importers of Russian wheat and energy. Given that seeking alternatives and establishing substitute supply chains takes time and capital, most economies are establishing different mechanisms to circumvent the sanctions. These range from using barter trade to trading in their own currencies over the dollar. So evidently, some of these countries in East Africa, South Asia, and Europe are trading with Russia already in their own currencies instead of the U.S. dollar as they were using, 6 months ago.
And you know what else helps? Being the size of Russia being self-sufficient and not needing your nonsense and have been actually preparing for this for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Screw your sanctions. We drill our own oil. We have our own fertilizer. We have our own food. We don't need the rest of you. You throw as many sanctions as you want at us. It's not going to work.
And they're still friendly with China, so they need computer chips or whatever. They can still cross the border.
Absolutely.
So the latter, which is using other currencies over the USD, is igniting a debate on the use of the dollar for global trade, not necessarily among America's steadfast allies, but more so with countries that are on the fence about America's global interventions. Countries like Brazil, China, South Africa, and India that are part of the BRICS grouping. And there's a highlight here that would allow me to see what that stands for, but it doesn't seem important. They make up more than 24% of world gross domestic product and 16% of world trade. Similarly, in Africa, which makes up about 3% of global GDP and is predicted to grow 6 times in size by 2050, many countries will likely reconsider dollar trade. Developing nations and emerging markets emerging market economies cannot easily absorb inflation shocks. Well, no economy can. The only reason the United States has absorbed these 10% inflation levels for as long as it has is because of its status as the world reserve currency.
Yeah, it helps it.
Yeah. And a few
it
of these
can spread that out amongst the rest of the right. planet, basically.
So that the people in South Asia are eating some of the inflation mm-hmm. and the people in the United States aren't feeling quite all of it.
Right.
In a few of these economies, rising inflation levels could lead to a balance of payment crisis and even the toppling of their respective governments. Hence, it is natural for these economies to seek ways to circumvent America's sanctions. Even Europe, one that is part of the Western Alliance, has sought ruble-euro trade arrangements to prevent any disruptions in Russian gas supply. From Europe's standpoint, in particular from Italy's and Germany's, Russian gas keeps factories running and homes lit. Without Russian gas, their economies would come to a standstill. Therefore,
well, they can buy the gas somewhere else. It's just going to be more expensive.
It's going to be more expensive. They have to set up those supply lines. They have to build the pipes to get it in and all of that other stuff that they were talking about, that they plus money.
But they've got all those windmills. I don't understand this. This doesn't make any sense to me. They turned off their nukes. They built more windmills. What's wrong here?
Moreover, this experience could place Europe at a crossroads. Prioritize the transatlantic alliance and blindly bandwagon the U.S., even if it were to cost it economically, or put European economic interests first over relations with its transatlantic partner. I think the obvious answer is that Europe should put Europe first. The impacts of these sanctions are even more profound in the global south. For example, India imports more than 80% of its crude demand, and the rise in prices will convert to inflation and even a balance of payment crisis. That's twice they've used that without explaining. What is a balance of payment crisis? If it buys at current market levels. Understandably, when Russia offered to sell its crude at around a 30% discount to the market price, it was rational for the government to consider that proposal. So evidently, in order to get around some of these sanctions or whatever they were doing, Russia was like, hey, we'll give you
what's price break?
Yeah, 30% off, man.
That's an incentive.
I can't imagine America would, the average American would mind 30% off their gas prices at this point. Earlier this month in his speech, Putin spoke of diversifying reserve currencies to national currencies, gold, and other commodities. It may not just be Russia that would consider diversifying reserves. Countries in East Africa and South Asia that have been indirectly impacted by the sanctions and could very well be facing secondary sanctions will look toward other assets.
So a secondary sanction would be where they're going to be punished for still trading with Russia, right?
Yes.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's a very dangerous game that is being played by the United States, and it may not end in their favor. It's free talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss, whether it's inflation or the de-dollarization of the world economy. Is it coming? Is it imminent? If so, how soon? Is it going to happen? I think it's a great thing if that does occur. It will definitely give people more options on the world scene. It would be even better if more countries started to adopt cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin as their national legal tender without doing it through force like they did in El Salvador. At least in theory, they can threaten force on people if they don't accept Bitcoin. We hear that they might be doing that in St. Martin, which is the island north of St. Kitts, where the prime minister has begun taking his entire paycheck in Bitcoin cash.
Nice.
And he's apparently the first politician in the world to actually do this. The New York City new mayor said he was going to take his first three paychecks in Bitcoin and then, I guess, go back to dollars. So, whoopee-doo. But this guy is now saying he's going to take his full paycheck. He's made the order. It's official. It's a done deal. And he is now talking about, you know, getting some sort of a legal tender thing through, and has specified that his proposal would be that it would be a voluntary order instead of a mandatory thing.
See, I'm still not a fan of that. I like the idea of, I mean, you know, freeing up your nation if they want to use whatever currency they want. Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be ideal. But worst case scenario, each nation has their own individual currency or group of currencies that they use. And Bitcoin is just sort of the reserve currency throughout the world that they use to, you know, measure their currencies against one another. You know, one Bitcoin is worth, you know, 50,000 Russian rubles or 47,000 USD. And you use that to gauge the relationship between the USD and the ruble, which is what a reserve currency is supposed to do.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't know if that's going to happen, though.
That's what I would like to see, right?
But as more smaller countries start to adopt cryptocurrencies as legal tender, that is going to help those folks stay more financially or fiscally sound.
Certainly.
And that's a good thing for them. So I want to see more of that happen. It hasn't really, you know, taken off since El Salvador was the first. There hasn't really been a second yet.
Well, El Salvador screwed it up so badly.
Yeah, they really botched it.
If they cannot, the problem is being able to print as much money as you need to,
right,
to fund your wars. If the,
well,
if
that,
you
no,
have,
that's not that's the that's not the that's what we want. We want them to not be able to do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why if they if more of these countries start to adopt a currency that is finite, like Bitcoin, then that will prevent them from funding wars and funding projects that they wouldn't otherwise be able to unless they could just print up some money.
That's why you're only likely going to see that happen in the countries that do not have their own currency. So El Salvador was one of those. They were using the dollar. And so adopting Bitcoin was no skin off their back because it's not going to hurt their central bank. They don't have one.
Right.
But the countries with central banks, of course, are near to, you know, there's no chance they're going to adopt cryptocurrency as any kind of
legal. No, they, like I said before, like I said, they want to create their own.
Yeah, they're not going to undermine that for a moment.
And I have a list here of a lot of the countries who've been at least thinking about, or at least have names for their currencies that they want to implement. They want to faust onto the people.
You're talking about a CBDC, central bank digital currency, or something else?
Well, I don't know how many of these countries are hand in hand with the central banks, but I know that. Well, here's the list of them. Dubai, okay. Who do they work with?
India.
Venezuela, Petro.
Mm-hmm.
Estonia, Estcoin. You have Russia.
Estonia, this is not the first time we've heard of them. They got something going on with Bitcoin as well. I don't recall exactly what it is.
They call it Est, E-S-T coin.
I could be mistaken.
Russia's got their crypto ruble. Sweden's got their e-krona.
Apparently, Estonia didn't. That thing didn't happen, according to CNBC story from 2018. Estonia says it won't issue a national cryptocurrency and never planned to.
Hmm. Japan has J-Coin.
Where is this coming from?
This is Kalkine Media.
Yeah, sounds like.
But these are
rumors.
These are all old projects from back in 2017. So I'm wondering how many of these, like the Estonia one, just didn't get up off the ground. But I know our Fed.
There's a lot of
just as recently as last year, they've been talking about it for years, but really want their own digital currency, and they want to be able to give UBI out to the folks. They want to get the stimmy checks via this new digital currency.
I want to go to Stephen here. We'll get back into de-dollarizing the world economy. Stephen is on the line in Georgia. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey. So I just wanted to, comment on something that was said earlier. Y'all were talking about inflation, and one of the gentlemen on the show mentioned that he has Mylar buckets with wheat, or I didn't hear what he said. I think he said rice.
Rice, beans, but, you name it.
Corn, wheat.
But I do have corn, but I don't have it stored in Mylar, but I'm going through it so fast. It's for the chickens.
Hmm.
But I have ground up my own corn and make corn flour.
Yeah, I was about to say corn will make cornbread and all sorts of good stuff. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be dark or anything, but there may come a time where, like, that's the only thing you have to eat. And
that's why I have it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I don't think a lot of libertarians and a lot of anarchists and a lot of volunteers think that far. So
I don't think people in general do this. I've been gardening in my yard for almost 10 years now. All of my neighbors, okay. I have at least 500 people in my neighborhood. And they all, at least one side of the neighborhood, they walk through there, they drive past it, they see me out there, they come in and comment, they say, good job, I like what you're doing here. No one is gardening in my neighborhood. I'm the only one.
I do a show with you every week, and I'm not gardening.
I know. That's what I'm saying. No one has caught on, and I just don't see it. It's, of course, I have a bullseye on myself. Here I am going to be talking about foods you should be growing, talking about my Mylar stored food. I have a bullseye all over me. People know who I am. They're going to be coming for me. They're going to the first wave might not make it through, but if there's enough of them, it's deep. Here's the first thing. Here's number one rule of being a prepper.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody you're a prepper. But I'm doing it because I'm trying to enlighten people.
Stephen, what else you got? Go ahead.
Off-site storage location. Have a fallback area. Move everything right now, bud. Just move it all.
Yeah, but Conan's cheap. He's not going to go out and get a storage unit.
What I'll probably do is I'll probably hire co-host Matt. to come protect, help protect me. I need a mercenary.
Okay.
So if I have to leave the property, I'll have Matt there, and he's got guns.
You can take him off my property.
I'll pay him. I'll pay it, and I'll pay him in beans and peanuts.
I was going to say you can just pay him in food at that point.
Oh yeah,
him in bullets.
You can have when I'm at work. Matt goes to my house, and when I come home, we just got to work on and off.
We'll share
the schedule.
Thanks, Stephen, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The numbers.
Where would you be going in the event of an economic collapse, right, where you're worried about, you know, people?
You realize what I do for a living. When there's a lockdown, I am the only person on the streets delivering your crap.
At a time when you're worried about having to shoot your neighbors because they're starving to death, no one's going to be ordering stuff on Amazon, dude. You're not going to have anything to deliver.
I deliver to the rich town. It's all nothing but richers there. They have money.
And they will get eaten by the poor people who rob them before they rob you.
Well, in that case, I'll get to stay at home. I'll get a day off.
That's all I'm saying is that I don't think you'll be clocking in to do your shift.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be that bad where you got zombies actually eating each other, like I always joke about.
Well, that's what happened in the French Revolution. They didn't eat the rich, but they broke in and took all their stuff and killed them.
I'm not rich.
No, but you're the people you deliver mail to are. They'll be the first to go.
Actually, I might actually have all the information. I might set up a website. And say, this is where you need to go, guys.
Right?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Do a good public service, man.
No, I'm actually more concerned with like riffraffery, you know, burglary, just petty crime.
Yeah, it's going to start with people
just coming over the fence and stealing a couple tomatoes
or gas out of your tank. That's what's going to happen first.
Well, they got to get up my driveway first. Yeah. That's actually happening.
Has that happened?
You heard about the guys who parked? They had a van. They parked over one of the gas fuel cells, and they in the gas parking lot, yeah. And they have those wells are buried underground, and they have the little spigots at the top. Mm-hmm. They got in there, opened one up, and they siphoned their hoses down
there,
and they siphoned the gas
out of
there.
When did this happen?
This happened a couple weeks ago.
Where?
I'll find out.
In New Hampshire or somewhere?
No, somewhere else.
That's crazy. That has to be California, man.
There was another one where the guy switched the pumps, the pump handles, and sat there and waited for another customer to drive up on the other side of the island and started pumping his gas into the other dude's vehicle.
Wow.
That guy got caught.
I imagine it would be easy to catch when your hose is wrapped around to the other guy's vehicle, right?
Unless you don't notice.
The number, 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts. Hour 3's on the way. It's...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.